more than a month since being announced, and on Budget Day, the federal government is set to table its long-awaited formal response to the Peter Murphy Review into curbing gambling harm. The government says reforms include a partial restriction of gambling ads and on television and radio, with opt-out rules for online promotions, as well as a ban in stadiums and on jerseys. Crossbench MPs have criticised the government for what they call half measures and are stepping up their campaign for further changes ahead of them being legislated this year. The Murphy Review was handed down more than 1,000 days ago. The Reverend Tim Costello is the Chief Advocate for the Alliance for Gambling Reform and joins me now. Today is the first day of the sitting week. It's also Federal Budget Day. Most of the journalists in the Federal Parliamentary Press Gallery will be in a budget lockup for most of the day. What do you make of the government deciding to table its response to Peter Murphy's report today?
Well, I think the Prime Minister would say that he promised to table it the first day of the next Parliament sitting, which I think is today. But look, it was announced the day before Good Friday when the main speech at the press club was about the Middle East-Iran war. We've had over 1,000 days of silence. We do have a very timid package. And for it not to be, when it's tabled today, examined by journalists, when I think this is one of the most profound intergenerational issues that Australia is facing. Why? Because some 600,000 12 to 17-year-olds gambled last year, though it's illegal. That's 30% of our teenagers gambled. In fact, more gambled on sport than playing soccer and basketball combined. This is a profound intergenerational issue because gambling ads has utterly captured and groomed our kids for the profits of multi-billion foreign sports betting companies. So I'm disappointed journalists will not be seeing this package when it's tabled today.
Anthony Albanese flagged a cache of reforms in April. It left many of the recommendations of the Murphy Review unanswered. Do you anticipate the tabled response will include further action, or have we heard all of the government's response so far?
I would love it to have taken on the advice and the will of the public. I don't suspect it will have. We have out just today the first polling since the Prime Minister revealed the package of these half measures a month ago. And it's done by the Australia Institute. 3 in 4 Australians, 77%, want the ban on gambling ads. That's up from the polling just before this package was announced, which was 76%. That's 81% of Labor voters, by the way, 78% of coalition voters, 66% of One Nation voters, overwhelming public support to do what European nations have done and protect our kids and ban gambling ads, ban inducements, have a national regulator, as the Murphy report said. Those things haven't been done, though there have been some good steps of banning ads in football stadiums and on jerseys. There's some good things in this package, but let's do it properly. Let's do it once and for all, and I doubt it will be a strengthened package today, though I wish.
The government claims it's providing a sensible centrist solution and that the late Labor MP Peter Murphy would be proud of the progress. What do you make of those remarks?
Well, the government always frames it as a centrist solution, getting the balance right, protecting kids, but allowing people the freedom to have a punt. There's no one in Australia trying to prohibit the freedom to have a punt. European nations all have the freedom to have a punt, but they ban the gambling ads. And that's what parents overwhelmingly want. It's what 76% of AFL fans in the last AFL fan survey said they want. People are free to gamble, but it's always this centrist position of we're protecting the right for people to have a punt. That's a complete straw man, a complete red herring, and that's why I think they are not going to actually achieve the aims and the very tests of the Prime Minister.
The Reverend Tim Costello, thank you for your time this morning.
That's a pleasure.
Tim Costello is Chief Advocate for the Alliance for Gambling Reform.